B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Happy Thursday. Partly cloudy today. Just a slight chance of a shower. And a high of 66. 48 tonight. And let's look ahead. Friday, sunny 68. Saturday, sunny 75.
Ooh.
Sunday, sunny and 83. Hello.
Wow, what about Memorial Day?
That's 73. A few clouds rolling in, but that's no big deal.
No, this looks good.
Not too shabby, right? Looks better than we thought it was going to.
I think last Memorial Day weekend it rained every single day.
Yeah. Ugh, not this time.
So every other year, that's my theory. Far.
Did you get a downpour about 5 o'clock last night, 5, 6 o'clock, you guys?
I didn't notice.
Oh, yeah, it was heavy. Did you see it, Aaron?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It changed my dinner plans. Too bad for that.
Oh, really?
I was going to grill.
Oh,
on
well,
the, on
you got to pivot
flat,
sometimes.
On the flat top.
That's nice.
Yeah, going to do that.
I had sushi.
Oh, aren't you special?
I am.
Wow.
That was my anniversary dinner.
Did you make it your own?
No, I didn't. We were supposed to go to the 99.
That's somebody no one ever asks.
But Luke, yeah, no.
Did you ever make your own? I'm sorry. Yeah, you were going to go to the 99. Happy day after. What happened there?
They Lucy don't do, pivoted.
They don't do sushi at the 99.
No, so she wanted to go to Takara in Canton.
She's fancy.
She is fancy.
God, man.
She's like, nah, pivot. I'm going to go. Let's
doing?
Get some sushi.
What are you doing with this girl?
She's, you know, she's an adult, really.
Kid, yeah.
And so now she just
she's
says,
an expensive little
I know, that's why I only
adult.
Have one.
Yeah. She likes escargot and sushi.
Oysters. Sushi. Yep.
You guys really screwed up.
Did we?
I think so.
She's a great
I could have had you at the 99
no.
with some free popcorn.
Well, you know.
And some nug-nugs, and you would have been out of there pretty cheap.
That's right, but not Lucy.
You. Not Lucy Sushi.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway, yeah.
Actually, I like it. I get that brings me joy. It really does.
to see me go broke?
Yes. Just to see you go, really, another roll, Lucy?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Okay, all right. We can handle that. Anyway, I'm glad you guys had a good night.
We did.
That's special. It's 5:43. How much are we enjoying the birthday, $105,000 birthday around here?
So much.
Isn't it great?
So far,
yeah.
I don't know anybody with a birthday that we've chosen.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know, I always check to see,
in retrospect,
my friend Melissa would have won this.
And I know.
But nothing.
That would have been fun to rub it in.
Right. That's what I'm doing.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to do, especially for Melissa.
Exactly.
She has a super special birthday, so I don't know if we'll ever call it.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever that is.
It's the same.
I'm the same. We can't talk about that. But we're going to do it at 8:20 this morning.
I can't wait.
Another chance to win $105,000. And J-Bo will do it again at 4:20. And right now, like we said, weather-wise, it's pretty good. It is 48 in Boston. Good morning. You hear that heartbeat?
I do.
The question of the day is, do the Celtics have heart tonight?
That's the question of the day.
That's what, okay. Some of us care more than others, but your Boston Celtics are in a do-or-die situation. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Okay.
8:30. I love it. You get the win or die.
It's not die.
Like a Western.
They
sure
win or
is.
They go on vacation.
Well, you put it that way, it's not as...
Except the coach is probably not going on vacation.
Yeah, he went a long vacation.
Let's be honest.
A long vacation. Anyway, that's tonight. They're going to win by 3. All right, mark that down.
Okay.
Feel good about that. Let's keep the ball rolling, as they say. Hey, 8:20 this morning, it's our $105,000 birthday. And you can go on vacation if you win that.
Oh, no kidding.
All you need is a birthday and a phone.
You could put a down payment on a house.
You certainly could.
A vacation house.
Nice. Nice. See? That's what I'm talking about. Now I got you excited.
Yep.
So at 8:20, we will announce the month, and then that's how it works. And then take it from there. If you call her 10 and that matches, then we'll go on. And right, well, we have somebody on the phone.
Oh.
Hi, ROR. Good morning.
Oh, I don't know how you enter.
It's easy.
Well, here's how you enter. Basically, at 8:20 and 4:20.
Wait, I'm talking to you guys? this is the best morning of my life. I thought I was okay.
Really?
Sorry, celebrities.
You know you're talking to Bob, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just. Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we answered the phone here. You'd be surprised at how short-staffed we are.
Every single morning, I put you guys on when I come downstairs, and I let my 8-year-old listen to you.
Oh, so my God.
Okay.
I'm paying for at least half the therapy bills.
First of all, what is your first name?
Robin.
Robin, where do you live?
I live in Beverly.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure because I didn't recognize the area code because you got to be from
Florida. I haven't seen things.
Yeah, I want to make sure because you couldn't win if you're in Florida. All right, here's all you need.
Yeah.
You're sitting down?
Okay.
You got a pen?
I am, yeah.
You got a pen?
Yeah.
You might not need
it. You might not need it. He's kidding. Yeah. All you need is.
Okay, yeah. I've got it.
Okay. A birthday. You've got a birthday?
Yeah, I have a birthday.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have a phone? I think you've proven you've got a phone.
I have a phone.
Okay, that's all you need.
That's all you need.
And then you need a little luck.
Okay.
Yep.
A little luck.
Okay.
Because.
Do I tell you my actual birthday or no?
Well, no, we're not playing now, but that's when we play.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, manifest it.
Right.
Talk about it every day. But what you do is when at 8:20, when we give you the cue, we tell you the month that we're looking for. So say like, you know, October. And then you call and say, yay, I have an October birthday. And then we open up a secret envelope and then it has the day. And then I win $500. Okay. And then if it matches the year.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Then you say, oh, my God, I'm a winner of $105,000.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
I think we got it.
I think, Robin, you got it. Okay?
Yeah. All right. So I'll just hang up now, and thank you for making our mornings the best ever. Seriously, you guys.
Oh, my gosh, you're so nice. Thank you. That makes my day.
It makes my day.
It makes my day
it
more.
It really did. You did.
Thank
Aaron,
you.
Aaron, does it make your day?
My day.
It made my day.
Thank you so much. That's sweet.
Robin, sincerely, that's awesome. We really appreciate
it.
That.
Yeah.
Because a lot of listeners,
have a good one.
A lot of listeners would never call and
listen,
say that.
Bob, just stop.
You know what I mean?
Thank you so much, Robin.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You know what I mean?
She's saying
most
goodbye.
Don't. They
she's
just
saying
blah, blah, blah.
Goodbye.
Oh, she's saying goodbye
she's
now.
She's saying goodbye.
Oh, I guess
God.
It's over then. Okay.
Short of roofing her. Let her go.
Okay, LBF. I sold my wife and I want to make sure I'm clear on this. Sold some used furniture yesterday. At a profit. And I'm starting to think, well, maybe that's a little shady. So I told you about it, and you don't like it. You think I'm going to hell without a handbasket.
Because you probably sold it at a profit.
I did.
That handbasket.
I'll need my handbasket down there. All right, here's the deal. Please.
Okay.
Tell me what, if anything, we did wrong. So in the basement, we had a slightly gently used patio table, glass top.
Six chairs,
two captain chairs.
Big basement, just so you know.
Well, they
must
swivel.
Be nice.
Well, we're trying to clear it out.
Oh, really? For what?
Because we don't need this. Because when we bought this house, the owner sold us their outdoor stuff.
So you're flush with patio furniture.
And I don't
you've
need
established it.
It.
Isn't that nice?
I don't need it.
Okay.
So
don't need
Carolyn's
it.
Carolyn's like, let's just sell this stuff and clean the basement out.
Okay.
I said, I'm down, hon. So, we bought it at the Orange big store, the big orange one a few years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Don't want to say, you know what I'm saying? And we bought it, I think, for like $450 or so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I said, sure, hon, take some pictures. You want to put it on Facebook Marketplace. And she said, what should I sell it for? I said, well, we have $450 that we paid for it. She goes, you know what? Have you seen the price of patios, Daddy-O?
She didn't say that.
She didn't. I'm mad at that. That's color.
Yeah, because is it?
Yeah, okay.
Because let's just stick to black and white,
all right,
please.
Fine. Okay. I wish she did.
Uh-huh.
She said, have you seen the price? They're crazy. That same table you can't even find. And if so, it's almost doubled since COVID. Because we got it pre-COVID.
Okay.
So
what happened?
She said it's put up for six.
And?
And click, click. So yesterday,
some poor unsuspecting soul
came and
bought your $450 set for $600.
Is there anything wrong with that?
$50 in your pocket.
It's a tidy profit. What's wrong with that?
He wins, if you're an opportunistic capitalist who's going to hell in a handbasket.
I don't think
but
I'm going
if
to
you're
hell.
Just a good. Listen, I don't blame you for doing it.
Thank you.
All right, I don't blame you for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But you should feel guilty about it.
That's the thing.
You should feel guilty about it. You should walk away being like, yeah, I made a profit, but I feel a little bad. But, you know, that's them's capitalism.
I mean, seriously, he won, I won. At the end of the day,
he
got himself a
moral
nice
compass is askew.
You think it's off a little bit?
Yeah, it's going like a little crazy
so
right
what do you
now.
Think
it's like, where's north?
It was north of 150
yeah,
bucks.
Exactly.
Is what it was.
I'll tell you what north it was.
So you think I should have sold it for what I paid for it or less?
I would have sold it for less.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just feel.
Are you serious?
I am kind of, I'm a more of a giveaway girl.
Okay. I do my fair share.
That's why I was real popular in high school. But
no, she gives it away. Yeah, just go get some.
When it comes to things that I have, I'm more of a, like, just let's give it to somebody.
Oh, don't get me wrong. We donate clothes all the time.
Clothes. But, you know, they're worth nothing. Gently worn.
Gently. All right, so the guy came.
Okay.
And he looked around, said, you know what?
Are these people cheating me out of $150?
I don't think so. He was happy. His wife looked around, picked it up, and said, oh, this is nice. We'll take it today, sir. Let's back it up. Let's sell it. And we shook.
Uh-huh.
We shook, and then we're on to, you know, next item
and
to sell.
And little did he know that he had an exchange with the devil. He didn't see your little pointy ears and tail as you walked away pocketing $150 profit.
Right. People are texting. Bob, you made some money. You should be proud of it. LBF is just salty. She couldn't get it. Are you salty, LBF?
I'm not salty. I'm gonna.
Salty,
you know what?
That.
I'm gonna be going straight to heaven, first class, nonstop.
Jason said, excellent. Excellent.
You know what you need is like a mustache that you can twirl as you like pocket the money. Be like, well, excellent. What else can we sell, Carolyn?
Excellent, yes. The buyer got a deal, says 339. 508, no guilt. Prices have skyrocketed. So if I need to go buy something new, I'm paying more, too.
You don't need to buy anything. So, you like, I feel like this could have been a charitable event for you.
It was. We feel really good about it. Yeah. Charity starts where?
At home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
105.7 WROR's $105,000 birthday.
Good morning. Who is this?
Billy Joe,
I've got a question for you. What month were you born, Billy Joe?
February.
Yay. Excellent. Yay. Okay. You're on your path to $105,000, Billy Joe. Where are you from, by the way?
From New Hampshire.
From New Hampshire?
Okay.
All right, Billy Joe.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm doing. I'm going to open this sealed envelope. Now, I have a predetermined $105,000 birthday on it.
Mm-hmm.
If it matches your exact birthday, you're going to win $105,000. That's what I want to hear, Billy Joe. Okay. Here we go. Now, we've already established that your birthday matches February. Now, let's see if your birthday matches what I'm holding. Billy Joe, from somewhere in New Hampshire, is your birthday February 27th?
No.
Billy Joe, I'm sorry. We're looking for February 27th today. Okay? It's all right. Look, just for being caller 10, having the right birth month, you got two tickets to the Steve Miller Band at MGM Music Hall. That's at Fenway, and that's June 28th, okay? Cool. Just for playing.
Awesome.
All right, Billy Joe. See? Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a winner today. Now, look, I just have one more question. What's the number one station to start your day with?
WROR
105.7. Yay! Good job, Billy
Joe. Awesome.
All right. Tell a friend to play, too, because we're going to do it again at 4:20 this afternoon. You hang on, okay?
Okay. Yep, thanks.
Very nice. So there you go. Her birthday matched the month. but we need the date before we move forward
right.
for the $105,000. With phones these days and smartphones, LBF, we just have info so quickly, right?
Right.
And we all heard within instants of yesterday that we lost a great one, a great persona, a great performer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Artist and person. And we all knew within just minutes of it, right?
Yes,
that we lost Tina Turner, the age of 83 yesterday.
Yes.
All right, here's just a montage. You know you're great when your montage has so many songs on it that you can actually make a montage out of it.
Yes, that's true.
Tina Turner.
So many.
Right?
I remember first seeing Tina Turner in the movie musical Tommy. My eighth grade music teacher, Mr. Carcitti, showed it to us in class. And I was like, okay, wow, this is a woman. That's a whole lot of woman.
She was.
And but then I mean, I liked her stuff, but I loved her after seeing What's Love Got to Do with It because her life story is so fascinating. And she was just really such a hero.
Yeah. So she went in 83. Now, I didn't know, but she had a long illness, right?
She had a stroke. She had cancer. She had kidney disease. Her husband donated a kidney to her like two years ago. So, but you know, your kidneys, it's not good. She lived in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. You know, also I like fun fact about Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 56, she was hired as the face of the $20 million campaign for Hanes pantyhose because of those legs.
Her legs?
Yeah.
Her legs. At 56.
It's amazing.
I mean, that she did certainly. You know why she had great legs? Because she worked.
She did work.
She wasn't doing Pilates.
Listen,
she was a performer.
Listen,
on stage.
Don't sleep on Pilates. She probably did do Pilates.
Here's why Tina retired.
No one ever knew on stage how much I really was tired of singing and dancing. It's work. It's something when you do all of your life, every night, that's all you do. Everyone is having a good time. You're up there working. It just was years and years of work. And if I ever go back for any reason in any way, no one ever wants to see Tina do performance any other way than that. So I don't think they would accept me standing in a wonderful gown singing. That's not me.
Nope. She worked it. She worked the stage.
I hear you work. People think they're having fun, but sometimes you just don't know how hard it is.
R.I.P. to Tina Turner.
Yes, amazing. 83. Amazing.
So a solid career. Speaking of winners, I feel good about the Celtics tonight. I do. Talking to some guys in the kitchen, some sports guys.
Oh, really?
And as it turns out.
What'd they say?
Well, they actually said, you know, Bob, you're the only person who said they were going to win the other night. Everybody, they were doubting Thomas's.
They were impressed by your soothsayer ability.
Yeah. So I said, I studied some film last night, boys.
Okay, what film is that? I don't
want to
ask.
Game film, LBF. Game
kind
film.
Kind of game.
Okay. Just anyway. Leave that alone.
Yeah, sure.
And I said, I got the Celtics by three. The C's by three tonight, everybody.
The C's by three, according
to
her.
That's
here first. Bob Bronson said it.
C's by threes. Okay. And that's how they're going to win. They're going to throw a lot of threes. See how that goes tonight, 8:30. As they hopefully live on. And I want to thank everybody, LBF, who gave us a follow on our new and improved Instagram page, Bob and LBF.
Yes.
We asked for 17 follows earlier in the show.
And?
I think we got 70. That's pretty good, right?
That's great.
We asked for the order. We said, look, we have orders from headquarters to get at least 17 follows on average a day to get our numbers where they need to be.
They need to be better.
Better. So
cookies are for closers, Bob.
That's it. We like cookies.
Okay.
So, so if you haven't given us a follow, please do on our Instagram page. That's Bob and LBF.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Bob and LBF in the morning. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes. Brought to you by Drains by James. Here's Paul from Medford. Good morning, Paul.
Well, good morning. How are you?
We're great, Paul. You know, I was thinking, I think I'm pretty sure I saw, correct me if I'm wrong, that Medford is one of the most fastest growing or most appealing cities in the USA now.
Yes, I just saw that on Newsbreak a little while ago myself.
You can sell your house today, Paul.
What are you?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to sell it. He wants to live in this great metropolis.
Yeah, but now's the time.
I know. They're taking all the parking lots and putting condos and apartments on them, but guess they're doing that everywhere in the area. It's
get out while
like
the getting's
Joni
good,
Joni Mitchell
Paul.
Song.
Yes. Anyway, Paul, nice to meet you. Anybody you want to shout out listening in our vast listening audience?
I'd like to say hi to my beautiful wife, Carol Lee, my children, Jennifer, Chad, and Jill, and my six grandchildren. They're spread out all over, but hopefully they're listening today. I don't know.
I'm not sure you're going to start naming them, but that's okay. We can play the game.
They only get so much time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But you get it, though, Paul. Okay, look, let's play Super Smart. See if we can get a Super Smart. Let's see if we can play Super Smart, get you $1,000 today. You get them all right, that's what's going to happen, yeah. And now, Paul, say pass fast if you're not sure, so we can circle back. Here we go.
What is 3 + 5?
3 + 5 is 8.
Who sings The Heart of Rock and Roll?
Oh, The Heart of Rock and Roll. Pass.
True or false? Pumpernickel translates to devil's flatulence in Old German.
True.
Topeka is the capital of which U.S. state?
Kansas.
Which writer adapted his own book for the 1989 film Pet Sematary?
Steve King.
True or false? Big Bird is 6 feet tall.
True.
Who wrote The Picture of Dorian Gray?
Pass.
What folk hero is said to live in the Sherwood Forest?
Robin Hood.
If someone is taking your axillary temperature, where have they put the thermometer?
Axillary, isn't it? Let's see, on your elbow, top, the middle there.
What modern-day conglomerate built 0 fighter planes to use to bomb Pearl Harbor? The buzzer.
Oh. The zeros, yeah.
Boeing.
No.
Oh, no, Mitsubishi.
Yes!
You got it.
Wow, that's amazing.
I was thinking American. It's the Japanese side.
All right.
Yes. yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, Mitsubishi. They made those Zero bombers. Wow.
Right.
I know that.
Well, that's a fun fact right there. Hey, Paul.
Well, I watch a lot of war movies. I'm an old guy. You know.
So does Bob. All right, Paul's asleep to war movies. It's so weird.
Yeah, I go to sleep a lot with the History Channel. Boy. Uh-huh. Try it sometime, LBF.
Ask him about Ulysses S. Grant.
All right, fine.
If you have 5 hours. And no will to live.
Okay.
Anyway,
you know what?
Right.
Guys like Paul and me are well-versed in history. 6 right, Paul.
All right. Who sings the Heart of Rock and Roll? Do you know this? Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah.
Of course. I saw his face in my head, but you can't come up with a name.
True or false?
Name,
Big Bird is 6 feet tall. Actually, false. He's 8'2".
Tricky.
Who wrote the picture? Yeah, okay. Who wrote The Picture of Dorian Gray? Oscar Wilde. And if someone is taking your axillary temperature, where have they put the thermometer? Well, they put it in your armpit.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking of the pulse.
Yes.
Pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah, great job.
Pretty good. Keep it up north there. Let's keep it up north, that thermometer. Okay. Anyway.
Think you're super smart? We'll pay you $1,000 if you can prove it. Sign up for Super Smart in 60 seconds at WROR.com. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, with Bob and LBF in the morning.
Well, we got another DM disaster, and it came from Anna, who DM'd us on our Instagram, which is Bob and LBF. So, good morning, Anna.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Well, good. You do have a disaster here. Let's let's jump in and talk about your DM. What's happening?
Okay, so check this out. I'm at dinner with a very dear friend of mine who I love to pieces, and her beautiful little toddler, little girl who I adore, like adore these. This is my family practically.
Yeah.
And we're at dinner in a nice restaurant, you know, a regular restaurant. It's a slow night. It was like a, I think it was like a Tuesday or something. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of people. We're in the back of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And my dear friend who I love so much, and this is not a judgment. I'm not trying to judge her because I love her to death.
Okay.
But she hits out in the middle of this restaurant, albeit on a quiet evening, but
quiet
still.
Night. Yeah.
A porta potty for her baby, like a little travel, I don't know what they're called, a little travel potty or something.
Yeah, my brother used to have one.
Okay. She whipped it out at the restaurant?
At the table.
At the table?
Right there at the dinner table.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I came for dinner and a show. This is great. I mean,
wow.
The show was not, so she's like, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, she really has to go, and I don't want my food to get cold, and she takes a long time, so let me just,
she didn't want to wait in the bathroom because it takes her a long time?
And well, there's a lot of negotiation.
Oh, my.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing, apparently, but it took a few minutes, but an older woman came over, and she was like, that's disgusting. And my friend was like, mind your own business, whatever. Like, by the time the manager came over, her kid was done and the whole thing was like wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm horrified. Like, what the heck? Is this a thing? I mean, I've seen people change kids like on the ground at airports and, you know, benches at the mall, but a restaurant?
Well, it's not just a change. It's like,
have a seat.
Have a seat, yeah. I don't want my food to get cold.
Do you need a high chair or a porta potty? I mean, is that the next question that the hostess is going to ask? Oh, my God.
I mean, the bathroom was right there and there's nothing wrong with the bathroom, right?
No, there was nothing wrong with the bathroom. It was fine.
But her point is that she didn't want her meal to get cold. She's out. And kids, when they're toilet training, it's like,
wow.
It's a thing.
So,
oh my God.
I hate to ask this, but I guess I have to because listeners will want to know. It was a success, right? The kid did their business.
Evacuated, Bob. Let's
use it. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Right?
It was a successful mission. Yes,
okay.
It was.
So that is, I can't believe.
Wow. Suddenly I can't smell my hamburger anymore. Okay.
Oh my God.
Anna, well, that's what people were saying. Anna, thanks for the DM. Now,
we'll talk about the BM.
Oh my God.
You're a sport to call because that is a disaster. But where do you go from here? From, like LBF said, from a DM to a BM. Stay tuned. Let's see what people think. I mean, is it one of these things where it's such a growing trend? I saw the other day that people are they're taking them outdoors now, the kids. Like,
go play.
Be with nature. So
okay, no.
We'll see what the nature of this is. Anna, stay tuned. Okay, you know how it works. 888-410-1057. You can call or text the show right now. All right, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
My best friend's girl. Well, Anna's best friend and her child.
Uh-huh.
When they went to dinner and Anna's friend brought the potty with her.
Yep.
And had her kid do his duty at the table.
D-O-O-D-Y.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't sit well. It's not sitting well with a lot of listeners, and we're not sure what Anna should do, who's right, wrong about the situation.
I don't think there was much right about it.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. Yeah. Uh-huh. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What do you think?
So I texted, and this one was worth calling for.
Okay.
Part of being a parent is eating cold food.
Yeah.
That has to be one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
I find it repulsive.
Yeah.
It is repulsive.
The idea was she didn't want her food to get cold. Well,
deal with it. That's being a mother, honey. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that I have two children. They're older now, but I remember always eating last, always having cold food.
Right.
Yep.
That is disgusting. It's about the other people.
She just
repulsive.
Got her first hot meal like last week.
Thanks,
congratulations, Kristen.
God. Finally, Kristen gets a hot meal.
It's like, oh, a hot meal. Oh, please, sir, can I have some more? motherhood.
It came down to that.
Yes, it does.
Carrie, good morning.
Hey there.
What do you think of Anna's disaster?
Okay. I am a mom of three. I struggled with the potty training quest. There's no question it's really difficult. But what are you teaching that child? that they just go wherever they need to go. And it's the most disgusting, I agree with the previous caller, thing I've ever heard, which made me call.
It's
good God.
Literally an expression, don't blank where you eat.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's an expression.
I would have been a full-on Karen. I would have gone to the restaurant manager. I would have, like, made... I would have had a fit.
If you were a patron, yeah. Right. If you're not
dogs
Anna,
know
but
better.
Patron. Yeah.
Yeah. So think about
that
it.
That is true.
No.
They never do where they eat. Good point.
Yep.
Well, Carrie, hoping to ruin breakfast for you, but, you know, it was a disaster. So we had to talk about it. Because if this becomes a thing, man.
Yeah, people bring their dogs in restaurants now. That was unheard of 30 years ago. Next thing you know, there we're going to be parties tableside. Would you like one with a balcony view?
Right. Thank you, though. All right, Sue, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I think this one is a no-brainer. I can't imagine anyone's going to call in and say that was the right thing to do. I feel like LBF was trying to be a little nice in the beginning, as usual, but no way. I mean, that's just ridiculous. She has to talk to her friend and say, can't do that again.
I wouldn't go to dinner with a guy. That's for...
Yeah, no one's going to.
Nope.
Not having a conversation first.
Never have to split the bill again.
Thank you, Sue. Have a great day. There's a lot of text, too. 617. In front of everyone and anyone? That's not a good parent or a good friend. It's also disturbing for other people around them. Could you imagine being
kidding.
In the restaurant seeing that?
No.
Like, what?
No.
You can't be doing this.
No, I would definitely say something.
You talk to the manager. Kathy is on the phone. You said you saw something that you found to be kind of gross, too, at a restaurant. What was that?
I did. A very high-end restaurant. We were waiting for our drinks. Our waitress was a little bit late. And as I was watching her trip and drop our drinks, I looked over to what she was looking at. She was watching a woman dressed really nicely with an expensive bag, flossing her teeth, walking through the restaurant to go to her seat to be seated.
Flossing her
teeth?
And when
she sat down, flossing, yes.
Oh, God.
When she sat down, she put the floss in the linen napkin and wrapped it up and left it on the table.
Wow. Now, they offer...
I can't even with that.
But don't they offer toothpicks sometimes on the way out? Some restaurants do. But that's the way out.
They offer. They can offer a full dental plan, and I'd be like...
The waitress brought our drinks, and she said, sorry, I misstepped. And I said, well, I saw what you saw. She said, the worst part is that I'm the waitress over there, and now I have to pick up that napkin.
Yes. See, so it's... I tell you.
People are disgusting.
It's starting to feel that way.
I don't know why, right? I'm like more offended by the flossing thing than the baby doing his business at the table. But because a baby, I just, whatever. Mm. That flossing thing is so gross.
Yeah, it is gross. All right. We have any more calls coming in? Let's see. Let's just kind of put a button on this one.
Okay.
I mean, there's nobody who thinks it was a good idea. Hey, ROR, good morning.
Good morning. I have two words for this.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hell no. Check.
I write?
Yeah. Weird, but what happens,
like,
you know?
I actually threw up in my mouth a little bit thinking about that. That's so gross.
Yeah, I don't know. We're with you. I'm not sure what Anna's supposed to do about it now, but, man, she just called to share her disaster, and it certainly was one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Robin, go ahead.
Have a good one.
Brush your teeth. Bye. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Well... You calling about Anna's disaster?
I'm just wondering if she went and washed her hands afterwards.
Probably, because then she was done with dinner, and that was that.
Yeah, unless they keep handy wipes.
Yeah, I'd everyone like has least, those now,
you know,
since
what I mean?
COVID, yeah.
We had to wipe the kid, let's be honest.
I know.
So you got those
I put my kid on a leash, but a porta potty in public, that's...
Did you draw the line? Okay.
Draw the line.
Leashes, yeah. Not potties. Yep. Love it.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Laura.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.